everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Castle podcast. I'm your host, Joel Fragamenti. Going to tell you what's going on this week at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. It's a big week. As I speak to you today, November 4th, 2025, Tuesday night is the Advanced Comedy Class Showcase. That is tonight. I told you all about the rundown last week of who was on this show. So go back and listen to last week's show if you want the full rundown. But I got some students. They did a great job. This is a fun group that I taught the last couple of months at the Comedy Castle. And I've got some amazing special guests. And I'm doing a set as well. It is my 26th anniversary of the first time I stepped on stage today. Yeah, yeah, that's exciting, isn't it? And I get to do a couple of minutes with my students. I'm really just going to tell a few jokes, put my students over, make sure they get laughs. So that's tonight at 7:30 p.m. ComedyCastle.com has the tickets for all the shows I'm about to speak about. And tomorrow night, the 101, the beginner class, Bill Bouchard's comedy class, they do their showcase at 7:30 p.m. Again, same deal. Friends and family come out. It's always a good time if you want to see new comics, fun new comics. We got two nights for you to start off our week at the Comedy Castle. And then on Thursday, the 6th, the South Oakland Homeless Spread the Laughs fundraiser starring Keith Alberstadt. He's our weekend headliner. I got a fresh interview with Keith that you'll be hearing here in a couple of minutes. But that's a great cause. Doors are at 6 p.m. for that. If you want to come out, see a great show, have a nice meal, because they always have nice food at these fundraisers that we do at the club, and support a great cause. The South Oakland Homeless Spread the Laughs fundraiser is your best bet this week. That's Thursday night, the 6th. And then the weekend shows on Friday and Saturday, 7:15 and 9:45 are your shows on Friday the 7th with Keith. And then Saturday night, 7 p.m. and 9:30, those are your shows on Saturday night. So five opportunities to come see Keith Alberstadt, one of the funniest guys, one of the best comics out there, and we're big friends of Keith. He's been coming to our club for years and years, and we did a nice interview here. Let's get into that. Let's tell people what we were talking about. Well, one of the things that you're going to hear in this interview is that it was Halloween when we talked. So it was last Friday. So Halloween, a big deal in his house with his family. He's got three little ones. And he'll tell us all about those kids. He's got some men. His little one sounds like a bruiser based on what he's saying. But and I've seen pictures of him. He's a stout young lad you got there, Keith. We talk about Halloween. We talk about him opening the arena shows for Nate Bargatze and what that's like for him. He'll also tell you more about just being a dad, going on a long road trip with the kids, what that was like. I give him an idea for how he can turn this whole comedy thing into a family act. I don't know. We'll see. Can you incorporate family travel with doing comedy? Is that a thing you can do as a father of three? Maybe Keith can pull that off. I don't know. Maybe I'm a jerk for suggesting it. Maybe that's the case. But it's always fun talking to Keith. Also, a quick note on this interview. You'll even hear as I call him. No pre-interview. Usually I call the comedians. There's a minute or two of banter. We talk about how long we're going to talk for, if there's anything they want to plug, if there's anything they want to get me into, whatever. And Keith compliments me right away, which was very nice of him. So I had to leave that in. So you'll hear that as we open this. But it's so fun talking to Keith. And I want you guys to come out this weekend and experience what he does on stage, because he's unbelievable. He's one of the best. We're so fortunate to have him year after year. And here's our talk with Keith Alberstadt. We'll be back after this.
Hello?
Keith.
Joel, you are the most punctual podcaster ever.
Thank you. 11:30.
About an hour ago, I thought to myself, I should know this as a road comic.
Yeah.
I thought, wait a minute, is Michigan on Central time?
I
couldn't remember. I had to look it up. I feel terrible as a traveling comedian. I should know that.
Well, we're the edge of the Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
which means we have long days in the summer.
And also, forgive my ignorance one more time.
Yeah.
Do you guys do this daylight savings time?
Yes,
you're
we
also,
do.
So yes. You're doing that Saturday too.
That's okay. Saturday night though. Yeah. So.
Gotcha.
There you go, man. Right on time.
How you been, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Great. I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
I think we're starting the interview.
Okay.
I usually do a pre-interview. I like our start. I like the compliment that I'm punctual.
That should start every one of your interviews.
Can you compliment me first before we get going? Just right about 30 seconds in, just say something about me. Nice, and then we'll go from there. Get the show moving. I don't know. We can pre-interview. We can not pre-interview. I don't know. We've known each other a long time. You've been to the castle 1,000 times, you know.
And it remains one of my favorite places to visit. So I'm looking forward to getting back.
It should be a great time. Of course, benefit Thursday, which part of the Keith Halberstadt thing there, but I mean, being in demand for those is amazing. I mean, I know we talked about this last time after this, Brent.
Yeah. That's you know, I work clean, and so I get a lot of requests for corporate parties, and of course, with Christmas season coming up, I get some holiday party requests.
Yeah,
and, can be busy.
Yeah, this one, just so people know, the South Oakland Homeless Benefit on Thursday, Save the Laughs. So if you want to do some charity and see Keith, you can do that one.
Yes. Those are always fun. You guys do a good job with those.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, Keith, here's the thing, Keith. I'm going to tell you this right now. And I don't think the organization, some of them do it better than others.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the organization?
The organizations do better, because some organizations, they don't, I think you do the good ones.
Oh, is that right?
That's I guess it's a compliment to you, or. You don't, you know.
What you're saying is I don't see the ones that
exactly
that don't hold the bar.
No, you don't see people, eating some lousy food, and it's just
the food. Yeah, those buffet lines are nice.
Yeah, and usually and most of the time the food is good, but we've had a few people try to do that on the budget. Where it's like. People made the food at home, and everyone, like a potluck and stuff. Yeah. And it's kind of like, oh, geez.
Hey, you know what? People. It all works. Right?
Yeah, it is. We're raising money. Who am I?
You're raising money. You're gathering together for a few laughs. Yeah. So it's all good.
But this is a good one. So come out Thursday, or just come if you want to just see Keith. We got 5 shows for you this weekend, including that benefit. But it's always good, man. Well, as we're talking, let's not. It is Halloween as I'm speaking to you.
That's right.
As a family man, I'm sure Halloween is a big deal.
We're going to do a little trick or treating today.
Yeah,
we've got. Let's see what the costumes are. So we have our oldest is Rapunzel.
Okay. Yeah.
And then let's see, Madeline. Our middle one is Madeline. Mm-hmm. You know that book?
Madeline? Oh, the Madeline book. Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then little boy, our youngest, is going to be a fireman. And complete with, by the way, Joel, a fire truck.
He
has a truck that goes over like it straps on the shoulders, or like he's got these straps.
Okay.
So he walks around, he's dressed as a fireman, and he's got a fire truck around him.
I was going to say, you're carrying a fire truck tonight at some point. But
That's right. we might abandon it.
Well, you carry it though. That's
yeah, that's right. I'll tow the truck.
Exactly. You carry the. I don't know how your boy's pretty young, so it must be light. It must be easy enough for you to carry.
It's pretty light, but I tell you what, Joel, he's a hefty dude. He's 5 pounds heavier than his 4-year-old sister.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he's heavy, and so he could probably he'll be okay. He'll be okay carrying the truck.
Exactly. No, that sounds great. Halloween, man, that's so fun.
Yeah, they're looking forward to it. We're gonna meet up with their cousin, and we'll do some trick or treating. And tomorrow's Saturday, so it's not like we have a school night to worry about or anything.
Yeah. There you go. This is the rare Halloween weekend night.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, kids.
It's going to be a good trick-or-treating experience, as always.
Yeah, it should be. And then the adults get an extra night to get jacked up. And
and an extra hour of sleep, going back to our...
Oh,
our,
that's true. Yeah.
Our non-pre-interview.
Pre-interview, yeah. Yeah, we get that extra hour sleep, so that's perfect. So that I want everyone at the 9:30 Saturday show.
Yes.
Fill that one up.
But that's as long as everybody knows the time change is in effect on Saturday. On Saturday. I hope that doesn't mess up the crowds.
Well, it shouldn't if it's...
Yeah, that's late. It's
but
late.
It's Saturday. Yeah, it's Sunday morning. That really
right,
that
it's
effect.
Like 2 a.m. or
that's
something.
That's why I'm saying you come out to that 9:30 show.
Yeah.
And that's kind of... You could think of that as an 8:30 show. How about that? That's really screw people
but
up.
But don't confuse people, Joel. Now they're going to start thinking 8:30.
Okay, all right. So 9:30.
That's not bad. It's better to be early.
Yeah, yeah. You feel like it might be 8.
Area?
Physiologically, it might be considered 8:30. If you want to split hairs there. But yeah, so what else has been going on with you? I've seen on Instagram doing a lot of Nate Bargatze's dates.
Yes. Yeah. Those are unreal. I mean, I've known Nate.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I've known Nate for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I used to work with his mom back before I was doing comedy full time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't even doing comedy. I've known the Bargatzes for a long time. It's so fun. It's just so cool watching Nate climb the ladder like that. And just, I mean, every time I turn around, like before he hosted SNL for the first time, a bunch of comics were hanging out with Nate at a show in New York. And then, I was just looking on Instagram and he just announced that he was going to host us. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. It's like he just sold out. I think it was Radio City.
Okay.
And then, so it's like one thing after another. And then, you know, he's hosting the Emmys. Like, so it's really cool to see that. And his live shows are so much fun to be a part of. Cause the crowds are great. Just like there, you know, the crowds that come to the Comedy Castle. I mean, when you have a great crowd, it makes a comedian's job so much, not easier, but just so much more fun. It's just so much. Everybody gets a lot out of it, including the comedian.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking forward to getting back there.
Are you at the point where in your career, because we all did them starting out, you know, but I mean, I remember from my being on the road, some of those gigs were just hell. You just went to them and those people, they didn't even... They'd be there, but they didn't want to be there. You know what I mean? Like, it was the only thing in town that night. And so they were said, let's go and mess with that guy or something. I don't know what was going on at some of those little towns.
The crowds that didn't even know a comedy show was going to happen. They'd be sitting there watching the game and all of a sudden, all right, we're going to start up a little. I was like, goodness. Oh, here we go.
But those are in your past. They must be at this point.
Yeah, but they were fun. You look back on them and you can't help but appreciate that because it's like anything else. You know, you pay your dues, so to speak, and you do that stuff and you appreciate it. You appreciate the stuff that you had to do to get to another level. So I remember doing a show. This was a casino in the UP.
Yeah.
There in your state.
I may have done that same gig.
But I remember this stage.
Yeah.
And if you did this gig, maybe I don't want to mention the casino.
I think I'll be able to tell you what it is after you describe it. I might be thinking
stage,
of
this. At least the time I did it, the stage was right below, like directly. It couldn't be more directly below a loudspeaker that was making house announcements.
Oh, okay.
So like every 10 minutes, there's like a shuttle announcement, you know, shuttle A will be leaving from the blue zone in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the buffet will now be closing. I had to work around accidental public address heckles.
Oh yeah. No, see, that is that one. I don't remember that, but I remember being on the, like in the on the gaming floor for a few of those gigs.
Yes, like people, I've done those too.
Yeah, like you were behind the bar, and then at the bar, people are playing video poker, and you can hear all of the slot machines going on all throughout the casino.
That's the thing about casino gigs is that I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead. No, but that was like Talk about people not paying any attention to you. It was ridiculous.
That's the thing. You're exactly right. Casino gigs. Yep. All the comedians out there who are listening, who are doing these and going out there hitting the road. Mm-hmm. You have to remember, in a casino, there's stuff everywhere to make noise. Yeah. There slot right. machines. I mean, it's like being surrounded by an arcade, and it's everywhere because people are there to gamble.
Yeah.
So there are a few exceptions. I do a couple of rooms in. I should have to do one room in Atlantic City, which has like their own separate room.
Yeah, sure. Those are the best. Those are great. Real good. Yeah.
But even then. You're on a time constraint. Like, we want these people back on the floor. We can't be in here doing jokes all night.
Yeah.
So it's fun. But that's the thing you got to remember with a lot of those casino gigs is that, you know, when you hear the bells and whistles, you better expect it. Don't get distracted.
Yeah.
So, it's fun. You look back on that. Yeah. It's good.
The thing I noticed about those though, too, like the more distractions that there are and stuff, the less they seem to care if you're doing well. Like, it's just, you know, we just want you up there so people don't leave the casino.
That's true.
You're like, so the one, it was like the last door, like before you walked out.
Yeah.
Before you leave, how about this? Like, there was something like that. Like, well, you're on your way. You know, you cross over that point where, you know, you gotta, it's an exit only or whatever. And it's like, yeah, this is it. You want to watch this show? Can we keep you here with this?
It's like a, it's like one of those infomercials, and that's not all. You think we're done. We're not done.
Well, it was for the people that lost their money and, you know, just wanted to, or like, you know, like people were gambling, and if you lost all your money, you could go sit there and be entertained by comedy in theory.
Yeah, because when people lose money, that's what they want. They want to sit there and listen to jokes.
Oh, comedy. Yeah. That's kind of that. Those were a big deal. I mean, I guess they still are, but I mean, bad places for comedy. Somebody.
Yeah, it's.
But now we've got this seemingly, and again, I don't know how many of these you do. A brewery and winery gigs.
Those are good.
That seems like a big one now. That sort of happened maybe after I left the road a little bit.
There's a lot of those popping up around. Yeah. So, those can be good. Yeah. 'Cause it's like, when they know a comedy show is about to happen, it's a different atmosphere. Then it's totally different. It doesn't really matter the location as much as it does with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
If the crowd's expecting it, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And then if there's something else, in Detroit, when the sports teams are good, it's hard to get people to pay attention to anything. And I had one gig that they said, this is a gig I produced. But they said, here's the deal. The Red Wings are in the playoffs, so we're going to put up the first two comedians during the first intermission. And then we'll watch the second period. And then during the second intermission, we'll throw the headliner up. That was the
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I mean, these places. But that was the thing. They could not see the hockey game. That was the thing.
That's understandable. Of course, nowadays with smartphones, I mean, even intermissions are busy times. People got to check social media and do their comments and whatever.
Well, now we just see people on that they have the phone on the table at the club.
Oh, yeah.
Like we had the Michigan State game last weekend and people just had to watch that. You know, maybe they they bought their tickets and then forgot the game was there. Or their wife dragged them out. So the guy's got the phone on the table.
It's a big game.
Yeah.
I used to work when I was working the road when I used to live in Nashville. Mm. I remember being in Alabama during Alabama Auburn week. And it's like, well, I don't expect a lot of people to be at this show.
Big deal, man. Yeah.
It is a big deal.
And you're still Vanderbilt, right?
That's right.
We talked about that last time. Yeah.
Commodores having a good year.
They're having a good year.
Game.
Okay.
Big game tomorrow.
Who are they playing tomorrow? Well, it's over by the time people hear this.
They're going. That's right. tomorrow for us.
How about
tomorrow,
that big Vanderbilt win last week?
I would love for that to be the case.
That's not.
Yeah, that's the. They're going on the road at Texas.
Okay, yeah, well, that sounds cool. I don't know. Nashville and Austin playing each other.
That's right. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun watching Vanderbilt this year. So yeah, let's keep it going.
Yeah, I've never been to Nashville, Tennessee.
It's a fun town.
Yeah, I should do that.
It's changing. It's changing by the minute. It's a lot different than it was when I grew up and when I left. But it's it's doing great. It's,
yeah, I guess so.
A lot of stuff going on down there.
That's good to see. I should probably go. Nashville from Detroit is just one of those places. It's just a little farther than you want to go if you're driving, you're trying to do a cheap. It's just a little, you know.
Yeah.
You go from 5 hours to 8 hours or whatever it is. You know,
we did a family road trip this summer.
Oh, okay.
So we did. Of course, if it was up to me, if I could just do it my way, we would just do the whole drive from New Jersey to Nashville in one drive.
How many hours is that in one drive?
I think it was 14.
Okay.
It would have been it would have been like 13.
Sure.
13 or 14. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, if you factor in the stops and whatever.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, with the three little ones, we did a Griswold style, Joel. We packed up the minivan. And so, of course, we stopped a couple of times along the way in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And of course, our oldest was she was excited every time we would cross into another state.
Yeah.
From New Jersey to Virginia, I think it's like five states. You know? Jersey to Pennsylvania and West Virginia and. So it's in Maryland. So it was a different state, like every, 25 miles or whatever. And so then we hit Virginia. It's like, when are we going to be in another state? Like, we got a long way.
Yeah.
You've got a long way. It was fun. We went down to Nashville, saw my dad, saw some family, and went down from there to Atlanta, see some friends, and then up to South Carolina to see my aunt and uncle, and then back home. So it was like ended up being a couple of weeks. It was fun.
Yeah, there you go. Family road trip. What do the kids do now on the family road trip versus like when we were kids?
Well, they have a lot more options these days. They have, they have iPads. We don't really utilize them very much. We have some educational stuff on there, of course. But for the most part, like on the road trip, they have like some different handheld games that are not electronic. They're like, flip open the flap and see whatever. Okay. And of course, our little boy Joseph, who's a hoss, he likes to rip the flaps off of everything. So anything with flaps in 5 minutes is not going to have any flaps.
Really? Wow.
So we had this. There's like this bingo, it's like road trip bingo. If you see a cow, whatever you do. And, they kind of make up their own rules. And his rule was to tear off all the flaps.
Kept him busy.
He kept him busy. Made up his own rule.
Each new state, new flaps to rip off.
We had a good time. It was fun. But now, and my wife and I were talking about this, now that we've got one of those family road trips under our belts, we kind of know what to expect and how to plan. So hopefully it'll be a more frequent experience.
That sounds great. That sounds like that's a good thing if your kids are going to be good for a trip like that.
And maybe I'll hit up a couple of casinos and breweries along the way, do some comedy.
Please do. That seems fun. I don't know. I'm sure people do. I know comics will come to our club and, their kids are at the hotel and stuff. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that strange.
No, I would love it. I think we should just pack up the minivan and be a road comedy family.
Maybe in a few years, right? You can have the kids selling the t-shirts in the lobby after the show.
You're on to something, Joel. This is perfect. It's all coming together.
Yeah, see?
These kind of brainstorming sessions, this is where genius happens.
Because look, Keith, when you walk out of the club, and if you've sold anything as a comedian, you know this, you got to stare those people in the eye after the show, and they may not want to buy anything.
That's true.
And you got to look at them, and sometimes they'll feel sorry for you, and they'll just, you know, they'll just buy it, or they'll donate some money and whatever they do now, right? But if you send those three cute kids out there, Keith, at the end of the show,
that's
they're
true.
Not going to be able to walk away without getting the Keith Alberstadt Tour 2029 shirt or whatever year it'll be when this happens.
That's true.
They're going to want
you know
that.
What? I think you're onto something.
Thank
this
you.
Is a great
thank
idea, Joel.
Thank you. And I'll you can send 10% to me, courtesy of Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. I'll make sure we get that. But yeah, man, that sounds like a good idea. Traveling with the family, doing comedy. Yeah,
well, you know what? When it comes to fruition, I'll keep you posted.
Thank you.
And,
yeah.
And we can have another brainstorming session on ways to improve. Ways to improve it for everybody, for my family, for the viewing and listening audience.
You're going to call me and go, Joel, we did it. And I had $5,000 a week in room service while I was at the gig. It was not worth it.
You know, the one thing I got to tell you, my dad said a line the other day, yeah, and it was so quick and it just cracked me up. I was telling him how everything the kids are doing, and I made a comment about how smart they are. And he said, well, that makes sense because genius usually skips a generation.
Wow.
How smart was that?
Yeah.
How quick.
Yeah. How old's your dad now?
My dad is 87.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing great.
Great. Good to know. 89 and still can rip you, can still put you in your place.
When he's asking about shows, he'll always ask, "You using those jokes I'm giving you, boy?" I said, "I'm saving those for a special occasion, man."
Well, that's every comedian's worst holiday is about to happen in about 3 weeks, Thanksgiving. Because that's when you hear all of that, or something happens at Thanksgiving that immediately should be in the comedy show. That's what I found at Thanksgiving.
We might, you know, we thought about making another trip down to Nashville for Thanksgiving,
Claire?
But
okay.
But that's we're coming up on that. That's only 3 weeks away.
3 weeks away. That's right.
So maybe it won't happen.
Maybe it doesn't happen. But that's all right. Yeah. Yeah, that Thanksgiving, man, they'd be like, "You can use this in your skit."
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Uncle Paul. I'll do that.
put this in your skit.
Yeah, put this in your skit. Oh, yeah, yeah. all right. Well, tell me what else is coming up. What else exciting in comedy world for you aside from Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle? You got
Mark Ridley's right there, top of the list.
Yeah.
Just working the road. And of course, when I'm in town, I do shows in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Comedy Cellar and Village Underground, Gotham Comedy Club.
Nice.
So everything, of course, available on keithcomedy.com.
Yeah, that's great. So people come to New York, they should go to the Comedy Club and see you. Maybe.
Yeah. When I'm in town, I'm usually working there in the city. And so even though I'm in New Jersey, it's just a quick commute over, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Not many people commute to New York City at 8 o'clock at night. But
so it's those trains or whatever you're taking, it's a little different at night.
I like driving in because there's nothing like you leave and you don't have to wait for a train. I used to not like driving to shows when we lived in Queens, but because it was street parking. So you get back late at night and you got to like circle the block a couple of times. And here it's just, I can just pull into a driveway. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's the little things in life, Joel, the little
bourbon
things
living. You're doing the thing, man. That's great.
Yeah. So,
three kids.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Just doing the road and doing shows here in New York. And of course, some corporate events coming up for the Christmas season.
That's the big time. People don't realize that about comedians.
Yeah, if your company, can I plug the corporate?
Absolutely,
work?
Please do.
If your company's got a party and you're looking for some entertainment, give me a call. If you want to, if you want some, you know, share a few laughs, you just go to KeithComedy.com.
That's right.
And maybe I'll bring the family. Maybe I will have the kids selling merch after the show. And you can say, hey, wait a minute, I heard about this.
I don't know. You know, when you say it back to me, it sounds like the dickiest thing you could ever do to your family. when I said it, it seemed genius. But now when I hear it, it's like, eh. I mean, I guess if you, you know, because those kids will grow up and go, when I was 8, my dad made me sell T-shirts at the Comedy Castle.
You know what? It's going to be, maybe it's one of those things you have to put into practice to really see.
Right.
Because you can think about it. Well, yeah, it could go one way or whatever. Yeah. Let's just do it. Let's just see what happens.
Give them a little business sense in their formative years. So they'll take those lessons learned on the road. You know, if you're in the fourth grade and you can break a $50 bill, that skill might be helpful.
Yeah.
Get older.
Yeah. You know what? Cash. They got to learn how to break, how to make change.
Yeah. That's a forgotten skill.
I don't want my kids to learn how to use a chip on a card or swipe a Visa.
Get the Square device, kids. We're going out.
By the way, I do have a Square device.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to learn that if they're going to learn.
You got to have the Square device now. How could you not? You kids with Square devices. I'm just laughing. I don't know.
Ah, you I kids and your Square devices. And your TikToks.
Your kids do the social media? I mean, do they do any of that? Yeah.
No.
I see them on your stuff occasionally, but not their own.
They do not. And I
They don't watch it or consume it.
No. They do not watch it. They're not on the social media. So, I'm sure that day is certainly coming down the road.
Yeah.
That's a lot. There's a social media landscape that's way too vast.
Yeah. You don't know what they're going to get into. And hopefully it's something good. I mean, it might just be something annoying to you, so you're better off that way anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
To watch something.
That's true.
I'm going to sit there all day having to watch the same YouTube video that they've seen 50,000 times.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't have kids either, but I have kids. You have kids. I'm saying I don't have kids yet. That might be happening. You know, I got married this year. There's a life update for me.
Congratulations,
thank you,
man.
Sir.
That's awesome.
Got married in March, so we're doing all right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a good time.
That's cool, man.
I had comics at the wedding. That was fun. Not performing, but just drinking.
Sure. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a bar there. And of course, you know, if there is an open mic, like an open microphone somewhere under the stage there, and the mic's hot. So sometimes you never know what's going to happen.
Well, I had a few drinks and did some talking.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It was not good.
I'm sure it was fine.
Well, my wife's ex-boss was there, and she quit because she wasn't making enough money. And I kind of told the whole wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not good. She's still with me. It's still okay. All right. Keith, we're going to see you this weekend coming up. And again, big fundraiser on Thursday night, and then 4 shows over the weekend. It's going to be a good time.
It is going to be a good time. I can't say it enough. You guys have been good to me for so many years, and it's such a great club. It's well run. Yeah. It's crowds are awesome, so I'm really looking forward to getting back. And if you haven't gotten tickets yet, everybody,
make sure you
come to one of those 4 shows.
ComedyCastle.com has all your tickets. Keith, thanks for talking to me today. It was great. We'll see you
Absolutely.
This weekend. All right,
sounds good. Thanks for having
me. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Hey. All right, bye.
Fun times talking to Keith Alberstadt. Yes, yes, yes. One of the best guys out there. A favorite at the Comedy Castle. And it should be a fun weekend with Keith. You know, again, we got the fundraiser on Thursday night for the South Oakland Homeless, benefiting that charity. That's always a good time. And, of course, the Advanced Comedy Class Showcase tonight, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, if you're hearing this on Wednesday, the Beginner Comedy Class Showcase is Wednesday night. So a couple of great opportunities to see comics really taking the stage, starting their journey in stand-up comedy as a career, and that's super fun. And, you know, again, the holidays are over. We just had Halloween. I hope you guys enjoyed your Halloween. But, you know, we weren't open on Friday, so we want to get more comedy crammed in there. As the holidays approach, people come together. They want to see each other. Come to the Comedy Castle. Come hang out, watch a show. All right? All right. Well, let's do a couple quick plugs and thank yous. Bill Bouchard, thank you to you. He always helps, a talent coordinator for the club, and a good friend of mine, always helps with getting guests and doing whatever I need. So you got to give a shout out to Bill. Mark Ridley, of course, the executive producer of this Comedy Castle podcast. He's the man that makes it happen. Want to thank him. And of course, our great staff at the Comedy Castle, general manager Naomi, all the way down the line, Julie, who's on the phones. If you call in, you're probably talking to either Julie or Nancy, and they're both great. I don't know why I'm thanking all them. I guess I'm just grateful. I guess I'm grateful that I get to talk into this mic and do this and tell you everything that's going on, talk to amazing comedians, and make a couple of bucks at the same time. That's not bad, right? Right? All right. I got to get ready for my set. I got to figure out what I'm saying tonight at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle as part of the Advanced Comedy Class Showcase. I'm going to go work on that. And you guys come out tonight. I'd love to see you this weekend for Keith Alberstadt. Take care, everybody. We'll catch you next week.